The story takes place at a small hotel where I worked at. My coworker had just finished up her 8 hours and I was due to leave pretty soon. It was 10 p.m. on a weekday, so the only people working there were me and the dining lady, who also cleans and does a few other odd jobs around the hotel. We were at low occupancy, so it was dead quiet. The lobby and the sitting area were really empty. Really, my only comfort was the TV. It was an easy night, so at least I had that going for me. Then I get a call. The caller ID didn't display a 9-digit number like it usually does, but instead, it's the last 4 digits of the hotel's phone number, which does tend to happen if someone's calling from one of the phones in the hallway. Also, guest calls almost always come through the front desk phone designated for rooms, but at times, they end up being directed to the superset phones. And so the caller ID will show the last 4 digits of the hotel phone number. So it wasn't out of the ordinary, just rare. So anyways, there I am enjoying the quietness, Googling random shit to pass the time, and I pick up the phone and this guy answers. He sounds like he's in his 30s, maybe early 40s. He sounds really happy. He asks me how I was doing that night, which was really refreshing for a change. I engage, even though I honestly really wasn't in the mood. He laughs and jokes around, before then asking if anyone's made a noise complaint. Not to my knowledge, I tell him, wondering in the back of my mind if I had heard anything that night. So it continues rather slowly, because he's chuckling behind his words. I begin to hear someone else, a woman, in the background. So I think that's cute. This guy sounds like he's having a blast with his wife, or something like that. They're probably in there getting turnt as hell. Then he says,
"Well, I was just calling to make sure because, you see, my mother-in-law is here with me and she can't stop laughing."
I begin to laugh a little. How nice was it for him to call out of the concern for the other guests? I hear her as he's speaking. She's a little loud, but not enough for it to penetrate the walls or anything. I tell him it's totally fine, no big deal, honestly. I expect him to say something out of relief and hang up, but he just continues. I don't remember exactly what he said, but much of it was just him reiterating,
"It's just that she's laughing so much and won't stop."
I try to be as nice and understanding as I can and just insist that it's fine once again. Then he asks me,
"Do you know why she's laughing?"
He wants to have a conversation now. I honestly couldn't care less why his mother-in-law was laughing, but I'm a front desk agent. We do more than check people in and out. Sometimes we have to entertain. So I ask, "Why? Why is she laughing?" And then he starts laughing. He can't spit out his words fast enough because he's freaking laughing, and I hear her too, and I'm getting annoyed and slightly uncomfortable now. I wait another few seconds before he says it.
"Because I'm tickling her feet. That's why."
Looking back now, I think to myself, why didn't I just hang up on the phone right then and there? There weren't words that I could use to respond to this guy, because who the hell would, right? I was already hungry and tired. Now I was hungry, tired, confused, and mildly offended. And like an idiot, instead of shutting him down, I just laughed and said, okay? And the guy goes,
"Yeah, I'm tickling my mother-in-law's feet and she loves it. She can't stop laughing."
For some reason, I just couldn't control the nervous spurts of laughter that were coming out of my mouth. I'm listening to this woman in the background who sounds like a broken record at this point. She's laughing uncontrollably while I'm crying internally.
"Oh yeah,"
he says.
"She really loves it and I like it too."
He sort of stopped laughing at this point, and his voice then took on a really serious tone. And can you guess? I still didn't hang up the damn phone. I think at that point I was just zoning out. The dude just continues to talk about how much he's enjoying this. "Good for you," I tell him, and I try to cut it off right there.
"Do you like your feet tickled?"
he asked me.
"Tickling my mother-in-law's feet makes me a little horny. I wish it was my wife, but she's not here right now."
And that's where I kind of blinked and realized that this guy didn't call because he was concerned about a noise complaint. He's rambling on about his mother-in-law's feet while I'm at the front desk simultaneously helping other guests, and I can't put down the phone because I just can't believe I'm in this situation. Then I get the thought in the back of my mind that the mother-in-law's laughing just a bit too much. She hadn't said anything throughout the entire phone call like stop it or quit it. Her laughs were all the same, like they were on a freaking loop or something. Someone came to check in and I had to tell Feet Creep that I had to go. He sort of hesitated for a bit, like he wanted me to stay and talk a bit longer. His voice trailed off and I still heard the lady laughing in the background. I took that as my cue to hang up. I closed the blinds in the lobby and kept my ass behind the desk, unless my help was desperately needed elsewhere. The dude talking about him tickling his mother-in-law's feet wasn't the thing that really scared me. It was more of the fact that the Feet Creep's call came through the Superset phone without his last name and room number displayed on the caller ID. So I mean, I didn't know who was calling or if they were even in house. That and because I'm pretty sure that the woman in the background was definitely a recording. It was really creepy. I work part-time at a grocery store, and I usually work the closing shift. About 30 minutes to close, a lady comes up to my register. She's polite, friendly, and she seemed pretty normal. She pays for her groceries, I hand her the receipt, and she leaves. Seemed normal enough. Well, about 10 minutes after we close, I headed out to my bike, but she had actually stopped me right before I left the store, claiming that she had left her phone inside the store and that she needed to get it. Well, she hadn't left her phone. It would have been in my register, and I had thoroughly cleaned it as well as its surrounding area right before I had clocked out. But I had offered to go in and check on it anyway because maybe it had dropped to the floor or something. I wanted to go home, and luckily my manager had offered to call her phone, so I headed to my bike to get going. The moment that I take the lock off my bike, she drives over to me making small talk. It's a bit weird seeing as I'm clearly trying to get home and, I mean, she doesn't know me at all. She tells me that I have a cool bike, asking me where I got it. I explain to her that it's electric and that I just got it from Amazon. She tells me that she didn't know they made electric bikes, and then a few minutes later says, "I've actually been looking to get an electric bike for a while now." Really weird stuff. She asked to take a picture of my bike, and then suddenly asked me why I was still wearing a mask, then going on about how it could give me sinus problems. I decide not to take it off since she's taking a photo, which I notice the camera is aimed more at me than my bike, even though that I stepped away so that she could get a better view of the bike by itself. Unknown to me, my manager and another worker were watching this whole interaction, and after this woman finally left, they came over to me and asked if I was okay. I didn't really think too much of it, telling them that it was fine and that all she wanted to know was about my bike. I headed home, but while I was on my way there, I thought a bit more about the whole interaction. She came back to the store claiming to have lost her phone, but then had it on her the whole time. She took a picture with it. She also kept repeating my name in our conversation as often as she could, almost like she was trying to memorize it. She took a photo of me as well as my mode of transportation, all while trying to get me to take my mask off right before taking it, as if to be able to see my entire face or something. Sorta creepy. Even weirder was when I turned my back to the store to see if she was still there. I saw a police car, which after leaving the parking lot, turned on its sirens and then sped off in the direction that the lady left in. Maybe I'm overthinking, but this interaction just really seems strange to me. Anyway, I want you guys to let me know if you think I'm overthinking things, or if you'd be creeped out too. I'm really wondering now if it's just all in my head. Okay, so for a tiny bit of background, I used to work at this drive-up coffee shop that sells coffee and snacks like bagels, muffins, etc. I live in a relatively small town that's about 10 to 15,000 people, and I had never had anything like this happen before. So I was pretty shaken up. Alright, so it was a Sunday night, and it was a closing shift all by myself for the first time ever, and it was getting kinda late and virtually no one was coming through, so I was just doing some closing activities like sweeping, mopping, etc. This is important to know because we store the mop and broom in a separate room that can only be accessed by going outside and unlocking the room with a key. So I had the employee entrance door unlocked since I was going in and out. It's starting to get dark and I'm due to leave in about an hour when this old Ford then drives up. The driver was an older man, maybe about 40 or so. I wasn't too fazed by it though because a lot of people work on oil rigs in my town, and if they're on night shift, they'll stop by for a pick-me-up before making the 3-hour drive out to the rigs. I open the window and I ask him what he'd like to order. This is where it gets weird. He didn't order any coffee or food. No. He just asked me,
"Are you working alone tonight?"
I most certainly was working alone that night, and I just felt my blood run cold. Thankfully, I'm smart enough to lie, and I then respond back with, "Oh no, my coworker will be back in a second, and my manager's coming here in about 5 minutes. He needs to take inventory." At this point, the man looks right past me into the shop, directly at the cracked door behind me, and gives me this really creepy smile before pulling forward and signaling to turn around on a road that goes right next to the open door. As soon as he could no longer see me, I jump over, slam the door shut, and lock the door and the deadbolt. I was worried to leave the building that night because I didn't want to walk across the parking lot to my car. I thought he might be lingering around the area, waiting for me to get off work. I'm really glad I never told him I was working by myself. Who the hell knows what could have happened if I did? This is by far the scariest thing that has ever happened to me. For some background, it only happened 2 days ago. Let's start from the beginning. I work the night shift in a grocery store in my small hometown. It's usually a fairly uneventful shift, with usually between 3 to 5 other employees in the store packing the shelves for the following day. I was on the toiletries lane, which is unusual to me, but I was covering for a sick coworker, so whatever. No big deal. It was around 11 p.m. at this point, and I was filling my aisle with my earphones in. And while I work, I really like to listen to true crime podcasts, which probably made this whole ordeal even worse. Due to the ongoing pandemic, the whole closed section of the store was closed, which also has an entrance door. This'll be important later. Certain sections of the closed section were closed off with items we may need. I really needed to get toilet rolls from over there. All the lights were off. It was literally pitch black. My senses were already pretty heightened due to the crime podcast that I had playing on my phone. I had my phone flashlight on. I was walking towards the toilet rolls that I needed, pulling a trolley right behind me. I was stacking the paper right under the trolley when I then heard a tap. Almost like a stone or coin had been thrown and hit off the floor. Since I had one earphone out, I heard this. I thought nothing of it, however, as usually all the doors are locked by now. Then it happened again. I looked up, startled, and tried to look into the darkness beyond the pallet of items that I was standing at. Through the very deep darkness, I then heard a quiet, psst, and then snapped my head around to see what I thought was a figure of a man hiding under a shelf of the clothes. I flashed my phone's flashlight over and heard the clothes rustling. Then a hand came out slowly from behind the rack and then waved at me. I turned and ran, pulling the trolley behind me. When I got back to my aisle, all out of breath, my manager came over. He had seen me running out of the clothes section and he was wondering what was wrong. I tried to appease him by saying that I was just rushing to get my work done as I just had a lot to do. This might sound silly, but my managers are all super strict and I just thought there was no way he would believe me. For whatever reason, he was in a good mood that night though, and I eventually told him that I thought I'd seen a person behind a rack of clothes over in the other section. He looked really shocked and he went to turn the lights on over in that section straight away. He then asked me and two of my other coworkers to come over with him to check the section out. We all went over, with our box cutter knives in our hands, just in case he was still there. I was sure he would be there. I mean, how would he have gotten out? I thought. We walked over to where I'd seen the figure, and found the rack of clothes then pushed over, and the clothes, which turned out to be a shirt rack, pretty much sprawled all over the floor.
We all searched the section, but we didn't find anything. That was the most agonizing few moments of my life. Every corner I turned, I was readying myself to come across him or hear one of my coworkers shout that they had found him. Still though, nothing. Then out of nowhere, there was a shout that came from the door. We all ran over and we found one of the automatic exit doors pushed open just enough for someone to squeeze out of it. It turns out that the security guard had unlocked that door after closing it. The door opens into a vast car park that's on a main road, so he was long gone. We looked at the cameras and saw a man wearing a hood, black leather gloves, and a face mask squeeze out the door. Due to the hood and mask though, it was pretty much impossible to do anything once the cops came. The footage was useless and there wasn't any fingerprints anywhere, as he was wearing gloves. They just said to call again if he was found, or if anything like this happened again. It was a serious mistake on the security guard's behalf though, but one that could have worked out very differently had I not been so unwilling to tell my manager. I still think we could have caught him if I told him sooner. It'll definitely be a while before I ever feel comfortable working nights again. For a little backstory, this all took place when COVID-19 had shut everything down in March 2020. I was sent home from my college and I had to deal with Zoom classes, and I also went back to work at the burger joint that I would work at whenever I was home on breaks. I won't say the name of the place, but it was always very busy, and during COVID it made us even busier due to us being a fast food place, so we never had to close down, but other places in the plaza did. We always had some really crazy and nasty people, but the pandemic just made everyone so much worse. At the time, we had this one regular that would come in who we thought had some mental problems multiple times a week. He would be really emotionless in his talking and just gave really blank dead stares towards everyone, and just stood there like a gargoyle, really intimidating and statuesque. He would ride his bike up to the walk-up area and look through the sliding windows until one of us got to taking his order. But he only really liked certain people to take his order and was also very cold towards us. He would order the same thing every time, but wants it fresh right out of the grease and handled by once again only certain people. And to make sure of it, he'll intensely stare at us through the pickup window. He would make the other customers outside so uncomfortable that they would walk away or they would just sit in their cars until he left. He used to only come in during the day shifts, but because days were much busier than the night shifts, and with all his demands that he would give us every time, my manager got fed up and told him to no longer come here during the day, thus now making him a night shift problem. During the week, I would work night shifts because of class, and I would usually be clocking out by 10 p.m. It was around 9:30 and I was closing my side down and starting to clean when he then rolled up on his bike. I happened to be one of the few people he let take his order, so as usual, I took his order. He wants everything completely fresh, the standard list of demands. But one demand he gave was new. He always orders a side of fries with his meal, and sometimes to put the fries in the carton, we either use a scooper or tongs. He asked us to use the scooper instead of the tongs because it'll give him more fries. Me just wanting him to leave and being close to leaving myself, I just went over and told the fry guy what he wanted. The fry guy just rolled his eyes, knowing how annoying this guy is, and dropped some new fries in the grease for him. The fry guy went on a break shortly after, and the night manager took over a station and waited for the fries to be ready. She didn't know it was this guy though, and she used the tongs to put the fries in the carton. She then hands me the order to pass out. The guy slides open the window, and he told me that she didn't do what he asked and that he wants more fries in his bag, since it looked like she didn't put enough in, which she put plenty in, he just didn't get his way. Once again, just wanting to leave after I'm done with him, I just oblige and go back. My coworker who I'm going to call E calls back and says that I shouldn't let him do that. I then called back saying that we've been letting him control us for months and it's not my problem to handle a manager's problem if he has issues. My night manager hears this and sees it's the guy at the window. They then groan and they ask me what the issue is with him this time. I explained to her the story and she went up to him and told him that it makes no difference what she does. He's getting his order fresh every single time by the people he wants to make his order, so to just suck it up and take the bag. She hands him the bag and then storms in the back to finish her inventory. The guy then pokes his arm and head in the window and tries to get one of the other coworkers to remake his order. Coworker and I both said that we're not going to do that since there was nothing even wrong with his food. Well, he doesn't like this, and he actually throws his bag of food inside the store and spills it all over the floor. He sees this and absolutely loses it. She runs over to the window that he's still in and then screams at him how he can't disrespect us like this, and that we for sure won't be remaking his order now, but we'll give him his money back. He then screams at her, and they actually go at it for a few minutes. I call up the night manager, and she runs up to also scream at him. As he gives the guy back his money, he actually grabs her arm and then yanks her almost through the window. Now, because of the pandemic, we have these plastic dividers at the top of where the customer would be speaking to. So if that wasn't there, she would have went straight through the window. Now everyone is screaming at this guy to get the hell out of there and that we're calling the cops as he just assaulted a minor. Earlier that week, he had racial slurs screamed at her by a bunch of rednecks because she was black. I felt really bad for her dealing with two big issues that happened in such a short period of time. She broke out of his grasp and ran to the back. The guy didn't even leave. In his crazy twisted mind, he thought he was in the right here. He was running in circles outside of our walk-up area and was actually screaming to himself about E and how he's gonna set the cops on us. He tries banging on the windows to further get our attention, but we just ignored him. Four cop cars drove in, blocking the entrance and the exit of the drive-thru so that no one can come in or leave. They talk to him and the guy just isn't grasping that he attacked a minor and he's crazy. The owner of the company sends in the security footage of just what happened to the cops, and we set the guy on trespassing. The guy actually had to be escorted off the property because he wouldn't leave. He thankfully hasn't come in since that day, but we still see him riding around the road next to our place, and he gives us menacing looks every time he passes by, not once breaking eye contact. He really wasn't right in the head. The dead stares he would give us through the windows, the emotionless way he would speak to us, how picky he was with everything, and how quick he snapped and resorted to violence. It was insane. Very fortunately, E didn't get any injuries from the incident and was only shaken up, but she did quit a few weeks later, and I can't really blame her. I feel really bad for her. No one should ever have to deal with being assaulted by customers or having racial slurs spewed at them. She was way too young to have to deal with that.